This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Syrian civilians still have a strong need for support from the international community, including protection from gender-based violence and other safety challenges. Panos Mumtsis, UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria Crisis, said on Wednesday. He was speaking on the eve of a UN-backed conference on supporting the future of Syria and the region, at which existing and potential donors will be asked to fund an $8.8 billion plan to cover the needs of Syrians affected by the conflict, as well as communities hosting them. When Yasmina Guerra from UN News spoke to Mr. Mumtsis, she started by asking him why, now that the fighting is subsiding, does the UN still consider Syria to be in a crisis?
Well, there is still massive needs inside Syria, and although the fighting has subsided, we still see areas and pockets where hostilities still continue. Just in the last 8 weeks, we had more than 40,000 people displaced in the northwest, another 50,000 in the northeast. There's still massive humanitarian needs with close to 12 million people who are in need of humanitarian assistance. There is more than 6 million Syrians who are internally displaced in a refugee-like situation inside Syria. And of course, the neighboring countries that host more than 5.5 million refugees. So there's still massive need by the Syrian people, talking about civilians, women, children who find themselves caught up in the conflict that has gone for the last 8 years. Entering its ninth year, and our ask and our message is that there is still a strong need for support from the international community to help the Syrian people. It's not just about food or health or water or shelter, but it's also first and foremost about protection. Many Syrians talk about their fear in the conduct of facilities, their issues related to child protection, gender-based violence, issues related to civil documentation, freedom of movement. So there's a variety of protection safety challenges where, of course, the prime responsibility remains with the government of Syria. But for us as United Nations, as an international community, we do everything we can to at least alleviate the very basic life-saving needs of the Syrian people.
What would you say are the main challenges that the UN and its humanitarian partners are facing in delivering this life-saving aid?
Well, the first challenge is, of course, in areas where there's conflict. Where there are hostilities, it's very difficult for us to access people and to reach them because we also have to make sure that the safety of humanitarian workers is really of paramount importance to us. In some places, it's access. It's really being able to reach people, either because of politics, we are denied access, or because it's impediments, procedures, and so on. So for us, it's really important to be able to be face-to-face, next to the people who need to be able to deliver directly to the people who need the assistance on the ground. And then funding, of course, we hope to be able in 2019 to reach the same or higher level than we had reached funding in 2018, because the needs are still massive. And it's our duty, of course, to be able to stand next to the people and support them throughout 2019.
Tomorrow, all the foreign ministers are gathering in Brussels for a third conference to support the future of Syria and the region. Can you tell us a little bit what's at stake?
Well, the Brussels conference is really a pledging conference where we as United Nations with our partners, NGOs, we're presenting a plan to an ask for pledges, for funding to cover the humanitarian needs inside Syria, and to cover the humanitarian needs to Syrian refugees and host communities in the neighboring countries, and in particular in Turkey, in Jordan, in Lebanon, who have shown tremendous hospitality in hosting more than 5.5 million Syrian refugees in the neighboring countries. So tomorrow there will be several governments coming at the level of prime minister, ministers, and there will be announcement pledges, which are desperately needed, pledges of solidarity, of funding, of support to cover the needs of the Syrian people.
If this is a pledging conference, a conference where you expect donor countries to step up and fund the humanitarian response in Syria and in the region, are you expecting a lot of donor fatigue? Are you expecting the world to come together for this cause?
There is, I think, Syria, there is still a huge interest from many countries around the world on Syria. So far, all indications we have had by many capitals, our top donors, is despite the fact that Syria is entering into its ninth year of the crisis, 9 years of really a very difficult time. Despite that, there is a solidarity and a support to continue funding the needs of Syrian people for 2019. We're very grateful for that, and we are very much looking forward to tomorrow to get these pledges, hopefully at the highest possible level, so that we could continue providing this basic life-saving assistance and protection support to the Syrian people.